Proclamation number 3807 of 21st of June, 1946. Deepest knowledge attainable through love. All areas will be opened up to you if you strive to explore them on the path of love. Then there will be no limits to your knowledge, for these are only set for the human being's intellect but not for the heart, which can receive the widest knowledge from the spirit within itself without restriction. For this is the sign of perfection, that it is unlimited. Therefore, if the spirit from God is active in you, his working must also be unlimited as soon as you yourselves have removed the obstacles which make his working impossible. And nothing is alien to the spirit from God. He controls all areas, and thus the human being penetrates the deepest knowledge through his spirit as soon as he has shaped himself through love into a receptacle for the divine spirit. God is intimately united with his living creations if they do not resist him, and thus his strength and his light must also shine through what dwells close to him. And that means brightest insight into God's reign and activity, knowledge of the plan of salvation, of the meaning and purpose of earthly life and the destiny of God's created beings. And if the human being is informed of this by the divine spirit, every other connection will also be clear to him, his knowledge will expand in every direction, there will be no more darkness, no more ignorance for him. And through his will he will become free from the bondage of the one who is to blame for all darkness of spirit. But only when the human being has received the knowledge of the spirit within himself can he lay claim to being knowledgeable in truth. Although the human being can also acquire worldly knowledge by studying or receiving it from outside, this knowledge is irrelevant for eternity, for it disappears at the moment of death and does not follow the soul into the spiritual kingdom. Only spiritual knowledge is valuable, which has little bearing on earthly things but concerns the spiritual world and is therefore everlasting. And this knowledge can only be attained on the path of love if it is to correspond to truth and promote the soul's ascent development. And the human being lives on earth in order to acquire this knowledge, for the possession of knowledge is the result of a right way of life which consists of a life of love. God's love constantly seeks to impart a rich treasure of knowledge to people by instructing people himself through his right servants on earth. And his word will always preach love first. It will point people to the path of love so that the human being will then also attain wisdom from God. For to be instructed in truth is the most precious thing for people as long as they live on earth. For then they will also recognize their destiny, they will recognize God's greater than great love and try to conform to it. But only pure truth achieves the state of recognition. And therefore only pure truth leads to God, who is truth himself. Truth, love and God are one. Where love is, God himself will work as a teacher and introduce people to truth. Where truth is, God will be recognized as the eternal love and union with him will be sought, and the striving for him will lead to perfection, which is the aim of every being that emerged from God in all perfection and became imperfect through its own will. Therefore awaken the spirit within you through love and you will be able to penetrate the deepest depths of divine wisdom, as God has promised you. Amen.